Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
That's where I came from. So I can talk to you as a man of authority. A man that lived this life. And I can also tell you, there's potential that God has placed inside of you as a human being that the devil has tried to suppress and tell you that you don't qualify to have anything better than what you are. He'll call you a sorry, low down. In fact, he'll tell you you're lower down than a snake's belly in a wagon's rut. That's low. That's good country talk. Lower down than a snake's belly in a wagon's rut, that's pretty low. He'll beat you over the head with your past and show you how many times that you failed and how many times that you had made mistakes. And you know what'll happen? Guilt will come on you. Shame will come on you. Condemnation will come on you. And you'll sit around and think about how bad you are and how awful you are and how no good you are and how there's no hope for you and how you wanted to change at one time. But every time you wanted to change, it seemed like you'd just reach a place in your life and bang, hit a ceiling and get knocked right back down where you was before. Well, I'm here to tell you, you might have been knocked down, but you're not knocked out. It's time for you to get up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be what God called you to be. There's an anointing in this building this morning that God wants to place on your life, and he's going to raise you up and cause you to walk in victory. You know what God wants to do? He wants to take the most insignificant person on this earth and raise them up out of a dunghill and show them to the world and say, look what I can do in a person's life if they'll only believe and trust in me. God will do this. God is doing this today. But what happens, see, there's a part that God plays. He gives you the ability. He gives you the strength. He gives you the faith. He gives you His Word. But there's a part that you play too. You've got to take all the ingredients that He gave you for success and get up and put them into action in your life. You can't sit around and grumble and complain and talk about this one and that one, and they ought to do this for me and they ought to do that for me and they ought to do this for me and this one ought to do that for me. No, you ought to do something for yourself. Excuse me. I know y'all can't see me on the tape, but I'm smiling. Because you know why? I used to wallow in that guilt. I used to wallow in that self-pity. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you anyway because I love you. I used to get offended when I heard of other people being blessed. And I used to get hurt because I heard of other people being blessed. And I used to have self-pity because I thought, well, I'll never have that. And who do they think they are? And all this kind of stuff. And I just, you can wallow in that self-pity as long as you want to. And I'll tell you where to get you. More self-pity. That's all it's going to get you. You just get in and have a pity party. Poor old me. I wasn't born like they was. I didn't have where they would have. I didn't live where they lived. I never had an opportunity. Well, neither did I. But I didn't lay there and wallow in it. I decided I'm getting up from here and I'm going to do what God called me to do. And now let me tell you, you're not going to have these things without a fight. The devil's going to fight you, but I'll guarantee you one thing. If you'll stand up with faith in God's Word and start believing in what God can do in and through you and believe that God has done it and get up and start declaring what the Word of God says, you will arise above your circumstances and situations. Brother Smith Wigglesworth said this, and I have proved it true. There's something about faith in God that will cause God to look over a million people just to get to that one person that has faith in Him. So it don't matter if your neighbor on one side of you is not doing it. It don't matter if the people all you know in the whole borough you live in is not doing it. You can do it and come out of your situation. But there's a part that you play. Remember, I know from whence I came. I know from where I speak. And I know what it takes to come up out of the gutter. I know that. I know how the devil beat me over the head, and he still tries to do it. And tells me that I don't qualify. Tells me that I can't help it. He wants to shut my mouth. But I got news for you. He can't. Why? Because I've done learned what the Bible says. I've done learned that greater is the Spirit of the Lord within me than the spirit of the devil that's in this world. And it don't matter how much pressure he tries to bring, the Holy Spirit will bring me through that in the name of Jesus. The ability and the potential of God is inside of each one of you. You are valuable and precious to God. And there is a destiny that God has for your life. There is a plan that God has for your life. A plan to bless you. A plan to bring you out of the place that you're in. If you will only take the steps to do so in your life. But I spent over 10 years of my life behind prison bars. On my third escape, it's when I came to my senses and came to the revelation. And I wondered, what in the world am I doing here? I was 28 years old on my third escape from prison, wondering, what in the world am I doing in this mess? So to speak, I woke up in the hog pen of life again and wondering, how is my life going to change? How am I going to be different than where I am today? And that day, sitting in this van there in Galveston, Texas, on Seawall Boulevard, I remember the Spirit of the Lord just came into this van where I was at. And the Lord just made me aware. He said, if you continually go in the way that you're going, He said, you're going to wind up dead and in hell. You're talking about being scared to death? Well, I was scared to life, and there is a difference. I knew that day that I had a call of God. In fact, I've known from the time that I was a little bitty boy that I was supposed to serve God. I knew that there was something that God had called me to do in this earth. And I had been running from that call. You know why I was running from it? Because I was so selfish. I didn't want to give up my life and lay down my life for somebody else. I didn't want to do anything that would help anybody else. I just wanted to do anything that would consume my lust upon myself. And so I was out robbing, cheating, lying, conniving, stealing, whatever else I could do to satisfy me. And I didn't care who I hurt in the process because I was so selfish and I lived a selfish life. I never thought very little about anybody. And well, I was a good fella as long as you didn't get me high on some alcohol or some kind of drug. And then I was just an absolute monster and nothing. And that's just the way it is. But I realized on my third escape from prison, I cannot sit here. And the Lord made me aware that I'm going to wind up dead and in hell. And He said, but also, He said, if you'll turn your life over to me today, He said, I will get it out of the mess that you've got it into. And He said, you will do what I've called you to do. Now, that's a pretty good deal. I don't know about you. I decided I was going to make the great exchange that day. Said, you did? Yes. I gave Him nothing and received everything He was. Amen. And God will work the great exchange in your life. There's potential that God has inside of every one of us, and God wants to put us over and make us the head and not the tail. But again, there are things that you and I do have to do, principles of the Word of God that we must apply to our life on a consistent basis if we're going to turn our circumstances around. So let's talk about some things that we can do this morning. And let's just call this, because I didn't know I was going to preach this way and say this way, but let's call this service this morning and title it Principles for Success. Principles for Success. Because there are principles that I have learned how? By mistake. By doing the wrong thing, by making mistakes. I've learned some principles through prayer and seeking God. Now let's balance this out. That don't mean that I know it all, because I certainly don't. There's a lot that I need to learn. I'm constantly learning from others. I'm reading books. I'm listening to cassette tapes. I'm watching videos. I'm watching other people. And also, the Bible is my textbook. And I keep it always before me and the Word of God. So I don't take what I'm saying in the wrong way, because if you do, you'll shut the door and won't listen to me. You may think that I'll come across as being arrogant or filled with pride, but I'm not. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And actually, what's happening this morning is God is speaking to you through me, because He knows where I've come from. He knows that I can share some things with you that will help you come up to where you need to be in your life. I don't know about you. I want to do everything that God has for me to do. And I want to be everything that God has for me to be. Well, there's supernatural things that we must do if we're going to go on in God. And so turn to Psalms chapter 1. And this is again by direction of the Holy Spirit. It's not what I pre-planned. It's not what I was going to even share or say. But what I do, instead of preparing messages many times, I prepare myself. Now, I do prepare messages just according to how God uses you is what you do. But I more or less just prepare myself, and I speak by sudden inspiration of the moment, just by divine revelation. And so this morning, the Lord wants me to share something with you, principles for success. Because all of you right now, already, you don't have to go get it somewhere. You don't have to pray for God to give it to you. Every person in this room, under the sound of my voice, or anybody that may be listening to a cassette tape of where I'm talking, you already have the potential inside of you to do everything that God ever desired for you to do or have in life. That seed is inside of you. But you've got to water that seed. You've got to fertilize that seed. You've got to grow that seed for it to develop in your life. Just like seeds that you plant in a garden. I remember last year, my wife, or actually it was this year, in the spring, my wife decided that she had this brilliant idea that she wanted a garden. Well, I went out there and I broke up the ground for her, and I kept telling her, now, I'm not going to tend to this thing for you all the time because I couldn't. I mean, she just kind of therapy for her, you know, to get out and do a little something, get her mind off other things, but she had this, I planned this little garden, and where we live at, there's a lot of deer, and so we had to put it inside of one of those portable dog pens. We already had one of those, and I had it at my mom, so I had to go get it on a trailer. It's like a 10 by 20 or something, you know what I mean, one of them things that you buy at the store, and it's already, and I'd put some wire over the top of it so the deer couldn't hop it. Even though it was about 6 foot tall, the deer could just hop the fence and hop right inside, I mean down our way. So I'd done all this stuff, made the preparation, and then I went out there, and I began to prepare the ground, because there was seed that I wanted to grow in that ground. But do you know that the ground that I wanted to plant the seed in was not the proper soil for the seed to grow in? It was real acidic. There was no kind of mulch. It was a lot of clay that was in there. And it was so hard. I mean, you couldn't hardly bust the ground open, much less the seed, if you put it in the ground, bust open and grow. And water, when it would come on top of it, just run off. So what I'd done is I got out there and I got a little small tractor with a little bitty disc on the back of it, you know, and I went out there and just broke up the ground. And the ground was so hard where I was trying to break it up that I actually had to get some logs, trees that had been cut down and placed on the disc to give it the ability, the weight to push it down in that hard ground. So a lot of folks in the church today has got hard ground inside of them that they need to break up that fallow ground and get rid of anything or any hindrance, any bad habits, any bad attitudes, not walking in love, unforgiveness, any of those things that will hinder you from growing the Word of God in your heart and doing what God said for you to do. So I laid those logs on top of that disc and broke up that ground. And then I took that ground and I mixed some potting soil in there, topsoil in there, and then I actually mixed cow manure in there. I'm talking about just poured out bags of it and then run over it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with that tractor. And I cut that ground up, broke that ground up. And by the time I got through breaking and a tearing and a slashing and a pouring and a carrying on and digging, guess what? That ground looked just as beautiful as any farm field that you had ever seen in your life. You could just look at the soil if it was anything to do with farming or planting seeds or growing flowers, and you could tell if you put a seed in that ground, it was going to grow. There's a lot of folks in the church today, that's why the seed never does develop of God's Word in their life, and because the ground is too hard. We got to come to God with a pure heart and say, God, help me prepare to do what you called me to do. Lord, show me if there's any area of my life that will hinder me from growing and developing in you. In fact, the Lord has done that in my life. I went before Him. I remember one time that I was asking Him about financial prosperity. Has anybody in here ever needed any money? I'm raising, you can't see me on tape, I'm raising both hands and feet and everything else. But I went to the Lord and I was asking him about money. And I'm talking about growing the seed of God's word, developing the seed of God's word, and receiving what you need through the seeds that you sow, which is the word of God that you sow in your life. But I was praying to the Lord about a pretty substantial sum of money that it seemed that we needed to do. And the Lord just said this to me. He said, I can't answer that prayer for you. I said, now wait a minute here. And I've been asking him to reveal to me anything that I needed to change, any area of my life that I needed to develop. We're going to get to the Psalms 1 in just a minute.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org. Or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.